Driving a car. Knowing the rules of the road and how to operate a car properly are all important factors in staying safe while driving, both for your safety and others. Getting a license. Getting your license is a first step in becoming a driver. Most states have certain regulations on how to go about getting one. Most require some sort of written test as well as actual driving test. You can usually pick up study booklets with the information you will need to know to pass the test. Here are some questions commonly used when preparing to get your license. Where do I get my study material? Where is a good place to practice my driving? Should I learn on an automatic or a stick shift? Does someone need to be with me when I am practicing? Is a driving test difficult? Will my driver's license be good in other states? What happens if I fail my test? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. You will need to call your local DMV to set up an appointment to take your test. DMV stands for Department of Motor Vehicles. Call a DMV to set up a date. You can get your study material at the DMV. You may want to call the DMV and see if they offer the study material online. Practice in a safe place with no one around. Maybe an empty parking lot would be a good place. I would recommend learning on a stick shift. That way, driving an automatic will be easy. I prefer learning on an automatic. It's just easier. Yes, you need to have a licensed driver with you while practicing. You first need to get a learner's permit before practicing to drive. If you study for the driving test, you should be okay. I did okay on the written test, but had a bit of trouble on the driving part. You can drive from state to state with a legal driver's license from where you live. Yes, it is good if driving to other states, but if you move to another state, the laws may be different and you will need to get a license for that state. If you fail the test, you can take it again at another time. Stay positive. You're going to do just fine. Driving. Once you have obtained a legal driver's license in your state, you are now able to drive. You should be knowledgeable on the laws and regulations regarding where you live. Do I need to have car insurance? Can I talk on my phone when driving? What if I get caught speeding? What are the carpool lanes for? What if I have car trouble? What if I get into a wreck? If I have my license in one state, can I drive in another state? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. Some states require car insurance. Make sure you find out before driving. If you do not have car insurance and hit someone, you are responsible to pay for the damages. In some states, talking on the phone while driving is illegal. Check your laws first. Always use a Bluetooth device so you can concentrate on the road. If you get caught speeding, just calmly do what the officer asks you. You will most likely get a ticket and have to pay a fine. Carpool lanes are for cars with two people or more inside. Carpool lanes are for motorcycles and cars with a lot of people. If you have car trouble, you can use a cell phone to call for help. Some people use a service called AAA. It stands for American Automotive Association. You can become a member by joining and paying a yearly fee. You can wave down someone to help you or just wait for help. You should wait for the police to come and help handle things. You should get each other's insurance and personal information. Yes, you can drive from state to state with your license. If you move permanently to another state, you will need to get a driver's license for that state. Other options besides driving. There are other options for transportation besides driving your car. You could ride the bus to work, you could ride a bike or use a public subway system if they have one. You may also choose to carpool. Carpool is when you share a ride with friends to cut down on the amount of traffic on roads.